Creation in schools. How do we teach it?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, Ken, many Christian teachers in public school systems look on themselves as missionaries in what you could call a pagan system. Now, how can they effectively teach creation?
You know, it's very difficult for Christian teachers. In America, the humanists have been successful in virtually outlawing the Bible and its teachings. But as a former public school teacher myself, I believe that Christian teachers can effectively teach against evolution without even mentioning the Bible or creation. They can simply teach students how to think. You see, I found that most science classes only instruct the students in what to think, not how to think. When you teach students the right way to think, they'll easily see that evolution isn't science, but just a belief. I made sure my students understood what science is, but also what it isn't. I taught them that real science involved using your five senses in the present to build computers, space shuttles, and so on. But when you come to origins, you've just stepped outside of this sort of science. You're now dealing with the beliefs of scientists who weren't there. I found the students quickly caught on and then asked questions like, well, how can we know where we came from? Well, what a great opening to give them the answer. God created.
What should we think then about dinosaurs? Can the Bible shed any light? Ken Ham's answer is yes, and we invite you to read his free booklet on dinosaurs when you log on to our website, answersradio.com, answersradio.com.